Chapter 25. Justine knocked and entered the room, her eyes wide.
Ms. Wraith?
Security status? Lara asked in a calm voice. Unknown, Justine said. She was breathing a little too fast. The alarm went off, and I called Mr. Jones, but the radio's cut out. Most of your electronics are probably gone. You've been hexed, I said. It's a skinwalker. Lara turned and stared hard at me.
Are you sure?
Anastasia nodded and drew the sword from her hip.
I feel it too.
Lara nodded.
What can it do?
Everything I can, only better, I said. And it's a shapeshifter. Very fast, very strong.
Can it be killed?
Yeah, I said. But it's probably smarter to run. Lara narrowed her eyes.
This thing has invaded my home and hurt my people. Like hell.
She turned, drove her fist with moderate force into a wooden wall panel, and dislodged it completely. In the empty space behind the panel was a rack hung with a belt bearing two wavy-bladed swords and a machine pistol, like a baby Uzi. She kicked out of her expensive shoes, shrugged out of her coat, and began strapping on weapons.
Justine, how many of the blood are in the house?
Four, counting you, Justine replied immediately. Your sisters, Elisa and Natalia, and your cousin Madeline. She nodded.
Wardens, she said, if you would not mind delaying our argument for a time, I would take it as a personal favor.
Hell with that, I said. This thing killed one of my friends. Lara glanced at the two of us.
I propose a temporary alliance against this invader.
Concur, Anastasia said sharply.
Doesn't look like there's any way to get out of it, I said. Gunfire erupted somewhere in the halls. Multiple automatic weapons all going off at the same time. And then there were more screams.
Justine, I said, holding out my hand,
get behind me. The young woman hurried to comply, her expression strained but controlled. Anastasia took a position on my right, and Lara slid up next to me on the left. Her perfume was exquisite, and the surge of lust that hit me as I breathed it nearly had me turning to take a bite out of her. She smelled so good.
It's fast and tough, I said, and smart, but not invulnerable.
We hit it from several directions at once and ran it off. A shotgun boomed, much closer to us than the earlier gunfire had been. It was immediately followed by the sounds of something heavy being slammed several times into the walls and floor. The psychic stench of the skinwalker abruptly thickened, and I said, "Here it comes!" By the time I got to it, the skinwalker was already through the door to the outer office, seemingly moving faster than the splinters that flew off the door when the creature shattered it. Covered in a veil, it was just a flickering blur in the air. I brought my shield up, focused far forward, filling the doorway to Lara's office with invisible force. The skinwalker hit the barrier with all of its strength and speed. The shield held, barely, but so much energy had gone into the impact that wisps of smoke began curling up from the bracelet, and the skin on my wrist got singed. So much force surged into my shield that it physically drove me back across a foot of carpet. As it hit, the energies of the skinwalker's veil came into conflict with those in my shield, each canceling out the other, and for a second, the creature was visible as an immensely tall, lean, shaggy, vaguely humanoid thing with matted yellow hair and overlong forelimbs tipped in long, almost delicate claws.